Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Paradum and the laws of the Red Heifer in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the burning of the Parah, which is one of the procedures in the Paradum. Which the Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the place of the burning of the Paradum. So in Sarvanis HaParah, El Chutz LaHarbayis, we don't burn the Paradum, only if it's outside of the Temple Mount. Like it says in the Pasuk in Midbar, and you can take it out of the camp, out of MeHarbayis. Now, Uvahar Mishcha HaYisrav, and I say, now, it actually was done on the Mount Olives, which was towards the east of Yerushalayim. The Kevesh HaYaisin Mehar Bais Lahar Mishkan. It was a ramp that they made from the Temple Mount to the other mountain, to the Har Mishkan, to the Mount of Olives. The Tacht of Banui, keep. Now, beneath this bridge was built arches on arches, where the Kipal called base keeping. There was an arch on top of every two arches, meaning there was two rows that were made, one on top of the other, and every upper arch was standing on two arches that were beneath it. Kedeshiyu, beis ragla kippa, so that the two legs of each arch should be agag, beis kippin shatachta, on top of two arches that are beneath it. Kedeshiyu, tachas hakol, chol, so that we should have beneath everything should be empty space. Nekir batayim, again, like we said in the previous parak, because of the grave of the depth, we're concerned, so the one that's one arch is going to be oil on what's beneath it. But the arch on top of that, if you have that cavity, so that's going to be already separated from the one beneath that. Now, this is not going to be on top of a grave that's beneath it. Now, af makom srefasa, so to the place where they burned the paraduma, makom hatvila, and where the immersion was, shehoy bar mishka, which that was on the Mount Olives, tachten chal, the area beneath that was also had a cavity, the kevatam, again, because we wanted that space to separate from the grave of the depth. Now, the cow, and the one who burns it, whoever was assisting in its burning, they would leave from the Temple Mount to the Mount of Olives over this ramp, so making sure that there is no tumah in that transition. Halacha Beis, regarding the order of the burning, says, how do you burn the paraduma? So first, the elders of the Jewish people, they would go first by foot to the Har HaMishcha, and there was a place to tevel over there, to immerse in the mikvah. The kohen, so the kohen, the masad misrifasa, and those who would assist in the burning, the parah and the cow, yitzin ala kevesh, they would go out on this ramp. Uborn har mishcha, they would come to the mount of the anointing, which is the mount of olives. And the metam the kohen, harazesim, and they would go ahead and contaminate the kohen, as we said, that we specifically wanted him to be a tevel yom. The simchim hazakein mesidim ala kohen, and the elders would lean their hands on the kohen, where they weren't pure for the paraduma. They would tell him, okay, now you tell me, tevel echas, go ahead and tevel one time. If he was the high priest, they would tell him, more honorable, ishi kohen gadol tevel echas, my master, the kohen gadol, tevel one time. So Yarad, he went down, the tevel, he immersed himself, but Ali came up and stopped and he dried himself up. The eitz and musudarim hoyishim, now they would organize wood over there, that was the maracha. First, the wood was organized over there that was ready for him to make. There was the arazim, the cedar wood, the aloinim, the oak wood, the bereshim, and the pine wood, and the chalaka, and smooth wood from a fig tree. They made an arrangement, a pyre, like that of a tower. They opened up windows inside of this, so that the flame could be strengthened through those windows. And the opening of this arrangement, which is the side that they would light the fire, was b'mariv in the western side, facing towards the Har HaBayis. They would tie the cow with a rope of magog, which is a type of a gemi of a reed. And they put it on this arrangement of the wood. Its head was towards the south, but its face was turned towards the west. The kohen would be standing in the east, and he would be facing towards the west. He slaughtered with his right hand, and he received the blood with his actual left hand, not in a vessel. And he would spray with his right finger from the blood that was in his left palm, 7 times towards the area of the kacha kacha, which was towards the west. I'll call us off. Every time he sprayed, he would have to dip his finger into the blood. Now, Oshir Hadam, now the left of the remnants of the blood, Shabbat Etzba that's on his finger, Psum Lazai is invalid for the next spray. The Vigor Lira, Kol Hazav, for every spray, Mekanech Etzbai Begufa Shalpara, he would wipe his finger into the body of the cow. Now, Gomer Malhazes, when he finished his praise, Kenechas Yadav Begufash Al Parah, so he wiped his hands in the body of the Parah, the Yorid Min Amarach, and he came down from this arrangement of this wood. The Hitzah says, Eish Beitzim Gitan, and he lit the fire with small twigs, Vechnisim Tachas Atzim Marocha, and he put them beneath the woods of this arrangement, Betaskel HaEishba, and he started the fire over there. Vakoyin Amin Barocha, the coin would stand at a distance, Umashamala, and he would watch it, Atzayatzis HaOr Baruba, until the fire took a hold of the majority of it, and it caught a bitna, and it's the stomach of the cow burst open. Then that was he knew he did his job of the burning. Now the Rambam continues regarding the other ingredients that are necessary for that fire, of the Eitz Erez, the Ezev, and the string. The Achkach, then afterwards, Noitel Eitz Erez, he took cedar wood, the Ezev and Hyssop, that's Im Pachiz Metavah, that's not less than a handbreadth, the Tzemer Tzavu Betelas, and wool that was dyed with crimson, Mishko Chemisha Slum, that was a weight of 5 slum, Vayim Lo'im Rosham, and he said to all those standing around them, Eitz Erez, this is cedar wood, Eitz Erez, this is cedar wood, Eitz Erez, this is cedar wood, Ezeb zed, this is hyssop. Ezeb zed, this is hyssop. Ezeb zed, this is hyssop. Shnitlaz zed, this is a red crimson thread. Shnitlaz zed, this is a crimson thread. Shnitlaz zed, this is a crimson thread. Shalish pa makol echad echad. 3 times for each and every item. They would tell him, hen, yes, yes, yes. Shalish pa makol echad echad. 3 times in each and every one. Now, b'kokach lama, why was this so much necessary? Because there's 7 types of cedars. There's 4 types of hyssop. And now regarding dyeing the string red, some dyed with madder. Some dyed with the lakasap. And some dyed with telas, which by telasi, what is that? It's hagargadim hadumim b'yeis. These are very red berries. Hadumim legarin acharubim. They're similar to the carob seeds. They're like the sumac berries, or telas. And this, this telas is kumayatush. It's like a gnat. Yesh b'chol gargamam. That's in every one of these berries. And ulafikach. Therefore, my dilakol umagalhem is notifying them all and revealing to them. She'elohim amin. These are the species that are mentioned in the Torah. Because again, there's so many different types. He wanted them to make sure that he's doing the right thing. Now the ezav amav Torah, the hyssop that's said in the Torah, who ezav she'ochel nesav alabatim. This is the hyssop that homeowners eat, and they spice up their pots. Now, so ha'ezav, the hyssop, the eras, and the cedar, batalas, and this crimson thread, shloshtim akvan zezah, each one of these 3 are integral and hold back the validity of the other one. Now, b'kayr ha'ezav ima eras, so they would tie the cedar with the hyssop, b'loshen shalshani, with the red crimson thread, u'mashach al-tech bitna, and they would throw it into the belly of the cow that's burning on the fire. Shlomak says in the pasuk, "Hishlach al teich seiras apari." He would throw it into the burning of the cow, which is inside its belly, which is in the belly of the fire. Ve'ena mashlach. Now he wouldn't throw it koyim shiatsa uberuba before the fire took a hold in the majority of the cow. And v'loy achash to aseiva, not after that it became ashes, because it says it has to be inside the burning of the cow. So it can't be ashes; it has to be a cow. It can't be before because it has to be burning. Now ve'mishlach psula. And if he did throw it before or after psula, it's invalid. Because it says in the pasuk, "El teich seiras into the burning." Loi koyim shiatsa uberuba, not before the fire took hold, the majority, kaden is not considered burning. And v'lachash shatel seiva, not after it became ashes, kaden is not the par anymore. Now, bein shlishlich shloshtim ka'achas. Now, whether he threw all 3 at the same time, simultaneously, or bein shlishlich zeh zeh, whether he threw them consecutively, one after the other, or bein shlishlich teich guva, whether he threw it into the body, or teich seiras, or into the burning, bein shenikra me'aleha ba'achach shlishlich, or whether the stomach burst forth on its own, and then he threw it in. Or whether he first burst, he ripped open its stomach by his hand with a vessel, and then he threw it in. Either one of the ways, Kshayra, it's going to be valid. Halacha Gimel tells us, what did they do with the ashes of this paraduma? So Nigmar Seifasa, so they finished the burning. So now they had all these ashes over here, what was burned. They would hit it with sticks. The cow with all the wood of the arrangement that it was burnt with. Then they went and they sifted all with seeds. Anything that's black that is possible to be crushed and become ashes, whether it's from the flesh of the cow, whether from the wood, so they would crush it until it became into ashes. Whatever was not ash, so they left it. And any bone that was left from its bones that wasn't burnt, either way they would go ahead and they would crush it. They don't bring in any of its ashes to put into the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'nich mechutz la machna," was put out of the machna. Now, All the tashas was split into three parts. Echad nitim bechel. One was put into the chel, which the whole perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash was surrounded with a wall. It's called the wall of the Har Bais. Within that wall, there was a fence that was woven that was called the Seirig. The area within that Seirig, to the eastern part of the temple complex, for a width of 10 amas, that's called the chel. So that's where one of them was put, one third. Vechad b'har mishcha, one was put on the Mount of Olives, which is this Har HaMishcha. Vechad mishchalak l'chal mishmaris, and the third part was divided amongst all the mishmaris of the Kehanim. Now, zesh mishchalak l'chal mishmaris, this third that was divided amongst all the 24 groups of the Kehanim, ha'yakan makashman, that's what the Kehanim would use to purify themselves from it. Vezesh nit b'har mishcha, the one that was put on Har HaZesim, ha'yisrael masman, that's where the Jewish people would spray from. Vezesh nit b'chal, the third that was put by the chel, ha'yamuchan mutzan, that was prepared and concealed over there. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, "V'hoisel adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres," that this should be for the assembly of the Jewish people as a mishmeres. Malam mishmatznim, and this teaches that they conceal it, that it should be protected, and it should just be there for all time. And v'chinoy mitznim me'ifer kol parah parah shasayfen. So too, they actually would conceal; they would put away from the ashes of every single parah that was burnt. They would put away b'chel and the chel. B'tesha parah sadumas nasu mishin stav b'mitzvah. Says the Rambam, there was 9 cows, red heifers, that were done from the day that this mitzvah was commanded, at Shechar v'Bais B'Shnei, until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the second time. Rishoyno Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, the first part of him was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnia Asa Ezra, the second one was made by Ezra Sefer. V'Shevim Ezra Atchud M'Bais, and 7 paradumas were made from Ezra, beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So that was 9. V'Asidis, and the 10th one, Yasa HaMelech HaMashiach, will be done by the anointed king, called the Mashiach. Mehedu Gola, speedily he should reveal himself. Amen, King Yerzayin. Amen. So may that be.